Taiwan Special, episode 2 for the week. All right, I've got this massive list here of stuff to get. Okay. All right. The UK and Hong Kong. This is news and this is big. Hold on. Late night, early start. I need my energy drink. Monster. I love B vitamins. Keeps me from getting sick, actually. Someone's going to whine and complain about it. I don't want to distract. Hong Kong this week really drew the attention of the British. The foreign, you know what? Let me see if there was a Financial Times op-ed. It was a letter from the ambassador guy. I'm pulling this up here to read this a little bit. The governor, the last governor of Hong Kong, had a piece in the Pacific Daily Times, or not Pacific Daily Times, excuse me. That would have been excellent. It was in the Financial Times. You can't get this without the British accent. But it's precisely that. In Hong Kong, moving this over here so I can read this a little bit better. They are coming down here in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, people protested in their hundreds of thousands. Very British. In Hong Kong, people protested in their hundreds of thousands. They knew what was involved. Chinese Ambassador Liu Xiaoming seems to think that Britain is trying to impede Hong Kong's embrace by the motherland. But it is precisely that embrace by the Communist Party which worries people in Hong Kong. The violent scenes at the Legislative Council building earlier this week played into the hands of the Chinese propagandists and hardliners. But they should not distract attention from the peaceful marches by up to 2 million Hong Kong citizens. Anyway, one of dealing with minority violence and with concerns about how the demonstrators have handled would be established. Okay, so I'm getting lost and having difficulty reading this. This British governor wrote a piece about this. And it almost seems like the police mysteriously disappeared from the Legislative Council so that China could get footage of the students pillaging the place so that they could show that to China to try to paint the protests in Hong Kong as violent. And so that was like early last week. Well, Sunday, we're talking yesterday, this past is recent Sunday. Sunday, they marched in Kowloon, which if you've been to Hong Kong, it's very near the first airport express stop when you're coming into Hong Kong. It's not quite to the island yet. So the ICC, the big lone tall building on the mainland, not on the island. Like we're talking right near there. See, this is the thing. In these protests, every single place where they've got a protest, I'm like, I know that street. There's a little stand right there, and there's McDonald's in there, but they don't sell coffee. They're not one of those McDonald's. I know the place. Every place I look, I know Hong Kong. In some ways, I know Hong Kong better than Taiwan, because when I'm in Hong Kong, I'm not sleeping and writing stories. I'm outside walking around while I have the chance. So, It looks like China was trying to paint the Hong Kong protests as bad, which is why they let the students go into the Legislative Council. Because the police just up and vanished. And then to take footage to try to paint it as bad in the mainland, well, the students know that a lot of mainlanders, the Chinese, will stop at this main train station area while they're in Hong Kong. So they went there to try to tell the truth to the Chinese visitors who were in Hong Kong. That was the big march on Sunday afternoon. And it was really interesting watching the stories, because there was, you know, some police would wear civilian clothes and he'd go out and take pictures of the protesters' faces. And the protesters would shine a light or a laser or something in his eyes or in his face or in his camera to blind him. And he'd get mad. Oh, and he'd start shouting at the protesters and almost look like he was going to punch someone. And that was the reaction of the people. And then the Hong Kong police would go run up and grab him, their fellow police officer in civvies, trying to spy on people. He could calm down. And then they'd haul him back, take him in the back room and let him simmer down. Like that was that was what some of the local hubbub was about. You know, that's the, because in Hong Kong, they're polite to people. You're not supposed, police aren't supposed to get mad and want to hit someone. That's a bad police officer who is capable of becoming angry and wanting to hit someone. It's a very, you know, we have police shootings in America that aren't appropriate. And then we turn around and then we criticize Hong Kong for not running in and abusing people and bashing people in for disrupting their evil legislative council run amok. It's like, no, look, I'm all for loving police. My father was a police officer. I love to respect police officers. But it's as if there's this narrative in America that we're either going to hate the police or we're going to love them and never expect them to be polite to people. It's like, no. How about we have a police respect thing? How about we remind the police to honor and respect the people, and we respect the police, and we do this all at the same time? How about that, huh? But that doesn't fit the narratives. It's always, police just want to kill everybody they can, and I don't feel safe with them around. Remember the Starbucks story? The Starbucks politely, very, very politely asked a police officer to leave, which isn't polite. And then, well, I love police everywhere I go. They're perfect. They never do wrong. Yeah, there's some police that are bad. I have to say that to keep credibility, but we're not going to talk about that. And it doesn't matter. I love all police. And I think they're all grand and glorious. Those are the two polarities in America. How about something realistic, yo? Yeah, we get these radical extreme narratives and it's almost like it's on purpose because it's so duh wrong. But it's a very, very different view of police in Hong Kong. Police are supposed to be respectable and respectful. And when they're not, the people are angry about that. Police, good police, in the mind of Hong Kongers, do not ever, ever get angry and want to punch someone. By definition. Good police are not provocable in the mind of the Hong Kongers. In the minds of the Hong Kongers. So now, we've got Britain now turning its attention. We've got this British governor who's all excited. We've got the foreign minister of Britain saying there will be severe consequences if China doesn't do a reversal. We've got, he's talking serious. I'm going to cover more of that tomorrow. I'm going to get right into that tomorrow. See you then.